from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Carson Anderson out at Lions practice. We'll get to something Dan Campbell said yesterday that was very intriguing, and I want to know your reaction. That today at 10:50. Open with some college football talk, which is rapidly approaching, and let's swing around the country.
Forgot the targeting thing part.
It's the first one, man. It's fun. All right, let's get into it. Kang, we got 6 questions. Gator won the toss. He'll go first.
All right, here we go. Week 0 question, guys. Big 10 quarterbacks. The conference has been depleted of top talent. Who would you bet would be the best quarterback in the Big 10 this season?
You know, this is amazing because the Davey O'Brien watch list for the top quarterback in the country came out the other day. And there's like 30 quarterbacks on the list, and only 2 were from the Big Ten. And neither are the quarterback that I went with. Those 2 quarterbacks were from Purdue with Hudson Card and Penn State with Drew Aller. And I'm going to go with Will Howard at Ohio State. And until Ohio State throws out a quarterback that sucks at college football, you got to go there because they're always going to have the guy. And, you know, Will Howard comes from Kansas State. Played 4 years at Kansas State, actually played in parts of all 4 years there, got better as his career went on, and the last couple of years he was pretty effective. And now he's going to a school like Ohio State that has a ton of talent. I just think he's going to have a chance to shine.
I was really surprised Dylan Gabriel to Oregon was not on that watch list, but it's pretty amazing that there are only 2 Big Ten quarterbacks. There's 1 Big Ten quarterback coming back that's won a Big Ten. Cade McNamara at Iowa. The problem is can you put up any numbers at Iowa?
No.
And they are getting their tight end back, and they do have a good offensive line. So I think there's a chance there. A couple of sleepers, Ethan Caligmanis at Rutgers, and the Altmyer kid at Illinois. But I'm going to go Dylan Gabriel. I think he was probably the best quarterback in the Big Ten. Kang?
Yeah, I think the smart choice here is Dylan Gabriel, Doug. But I want to be dumb. I didn't listen to a word you said last segment, so I'm going to go Alex Orji. I don't care what you said. This is either a boom or a switch positions pick, and so I'm hoping for a boom there. I'll go Orji. All right, make a bold prediction for September.
All right, super bitter matchup. This is one that's a rivalry that already was bitter, and I think one school is really, really pissed. The number 3 ranked team in the country will go on the road and face a bitter rival Saturday, September 14th with the Big Ten's best quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. Final score from Corvallis, Oregon. Oregon State 28, Oregon 24.
Wow.
There you go. You want a bold? I gave you bold. Think about how you'd feel if you were Oregon State right now.
Pissed?
Yes. Everything goes into that game for them.
Man, that's
plus they have a running back named Jam Griffin. Can you get on board with that?
It's better than jelly.
Yeah.
Always. That's a lot bolder than what I'm going to say, okay. But maybe this is bold, maybe not. You guys can be the arbiters of that. Alabama and Michigan will each have a loss in September.
Alabama's got to go to Wisconsin. Michigan plays in September, Texas and USC. I wanted to do Wisconsin over Alabama, but Wisconsin lost so much.
So I kind of hedged it by saying they're both going to have a loss because Alabama has to play Georgia still, and Michigan's obviously got Texas.
What's so weird about the new dynamic of college football is that's not crippling anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Kang?
All right, my bold prediction for September is Arch Manning takes over as Texas's starting quarterback.
Woo!
Whoa, now, obviously, everyone knows who Arch Manning is, so that's not crazy that he could be good enough to start. The problem is Quinn Ewers is ahead of him, and he's pretty damn good. So, but that's my bold prediction for September. Arch starts. All right, if you could be at one non-local college football game this year, what would you choose?
Okay, so
Hi. You're
going first.
Maybe I'll steal your thunder. Maybe I won't. You just don't know.
Yeah.
For me, it's easy. It's the aforementioned Georgia-Alabama game. Georgia's got to go to Bryant-Denny Stadium. It's in September. They got to play Alabama. I love it, and that's one I would kill to be at. I got a buddy of mine. He's taking his kid to the game, going on a big like father's trip out there. It sounds like a ton of fun. I would love to see that one.
I'm a little uncomfortable, but trying to focus on the stuff that I love about the new world order of college football. One of them is matchups that you only saw in video games, right?
Yeah.
The fans in EA Sports College Football would put together these matchups that would never happen in the real world or rarely happen, and you could do them every week in video games. I'm going with Oklahoma at LSU. November 30th. Those are two schools. It doesn't feel like they should be playing at each other's stadiums, and I want to be in Baton Rouge someday, so I'm just choosing this matchup that we've never seen before, and if it's a non-local one, that's the one.
I like it. Normally, on a question like this, I would just look at LSU's schedule and pick the best game out of it because I want to go there too, but Georgia-Alabama is hard to pass, but I like yours.
Yeah, I was looking at LSU's schedule too, guys, but I went with what you picked there, Gator. Georgia at Alabama, huge game. Would love to be there as well. I know your buddy has a father-son trip. I'll be your son for the weekend, Gator. We can go down there, all four of us, and have a great time. But that's a huge game. Great game, Georgia-Alabama. Can't wait. Okay, Oklahoma State is putting QR codes on the back of their helmets. It's to link fans to the players' NIL donation pages. Do you think everyone's going to be doing this?
Yep, I do. And this is one of those things about the new world order that's hard to adjust to. It's small. It's unobtrusive. It's on the back of the helmet, kind of where the numbers are. I mean, look, I don't have to love it, but ask yourself this. Whatever your favorite team is, do you want them to fall behind because you're not doing this? It seems like a small price to pay to put a QR code on the back of the helmet.
I think it's real simple to do, and every school should do it. I'm not sure how successful it's going to be beyond a couple of years, or is that going to be the way to go? Because that's just an easy donation, and you don't even have to worry about quote unquote NIL and having the players earn the money. Now it's just a flat out donation to the program.
Yeah, I don't know if everyone's going to do it. I can't see like Notre Dame doing it, you know, like that type of school. But I do think it's going to happen a lot more, of course. Will it work? I think that's the question. How effective will it be? Whether other schools will do it, but NIL and all this QR code stuff and all this craziness that we're not used to seeing is just going to happen more and more, and we got to get used to the ever-changing college football, unfortunately. All right, Doug's son, who's 22 years old, recently told Doug that Fox Big Noon Kickoff is ruining college football because no one wants the marquee game at noon. You guys agree with Doug's 22-year-old son?
First of all, I could see B. Shizzle saying this. So I love that he's got that strong of an opinion on it.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if it's ruining it, but the way that I look at it is I've always looked at the game, as long as it doesn't conflict with Michigan State, which is the team that I'm going to watch most often, and the ones that I'm going to make, that's appointment viewing for me. As long as it doesn't interrupt that viewing, I don't care. You know, but there is something that kind of takes away when the best game of the week is already done with before the second games get going.
It's funny because this is the perspective of the world through a 22-year-old's lens, right? It's that Big Noon Kickoff is ruining college football. I actually told him we were going to talk about this, and he was like, okay, ruining's a bit strong. But he's like, Ohio State, Penn State should be the whiteout game in State College, but it's probably going to be a noon game. And he's like, I think the biggest game of the week should be the night game. He also is coming back with all his buddies from Michigan, Texas. And he's like, we don't want to be there at noon. We want a tailgate. And I'm like, yeah, got it. You're 22. But I don't think it's ruining it. In fact, I kind of like that we can count on a huge game at noon. There's usually a huge game at 3:30 and a huge game at night.
We got great games all throughout the day.
I love night games, and I understand what he's saying. Like, that is the game he's saying is the night game. Ruining it is a bit strong, of course. Ruining college football. I think there's other things that might be quote-unquote ruining it. But I tell him, don't worry. I think the nooner games will no longer be the marquee. It is going to be the night game, but there will be other good games spread throughout the day, but the night game will become the marquee game because nothing is sacred in college football anymore.
Well, and as long as the teams that are coming in, like Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA, as long as these teams pull their weight and they're still really good programs, we're going to have plenty of big noon kickoff games, I guess, that the bigger game will be later in the afternoon because you're not going to have a noon start in Washington.
That's a good point.
All right, final question, guys, before the season starts. Conference expansion, 12-team playoff, NIL, portal. Bottom line, do you think you'll enjoy college football more than the old system?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm trying to focus on the stuff I love. I'm really trying because I'm not sure that I will. I'm scared that the expanded playoff is going to take. Yeah, exactly. The week in, week out intensity of college football because you can have 2-3 losses and get into the postseason. But I talked about the matchups. Oklahoma at LSU, that wouldn't have happened as much in the old system. Texas at Michigan. Ohio State goes to Oregon. Georgia goes to Texas. That stuff is great. And I imagine the playoff is going to be a ton of fun. March Madness is a ton of fun, but I've always contended it's a silly way to determine a champion. And it's also watered down the regular season. I think I'm still going to like it. I'm going to be as open-minded as one can be, but there's so much about the new world order that makes me uncomfortable. But I think I'm going to like it.
Yeah, there's a lot that I don't like. I don't like where NIL is going. I've said it a million times. No problem having a side hustle in college, and you make money off that, and you should be allowed to. But just the flat out, now it's just donating. I do still have a problem with that. But the saving grace for all of it to me is the playoff. I like having 12 teams. Don't go beyond that. I think this is it's a nice round number to have. Because,
and on-campus games,
well,
too.
That's the thing. That's what makes it great, too, is because you have those on-campus games in the first round, and then you adjust, and then you move on past that. Is there going to be bickering about who should get in and who shouldn't? Of course there is. But no one's gonna bitch about the top teams haven't been picked. The top teams are 100% going to be in there. It's the teams that are fringe at 12. Have that debate. That's fine. But I think it's going to be healthier and better in the long run. Plus, it makes the bowl games better. There's more of them.
I wish the line wasn't so gray anymore between college football and pro football. But unfortunately, this is where we're at. I love the differences. And there are just not as many differences anymore besides the helmets. I feel like I'm going to like it more because I'm just more of a pro football guy. So it's going to, for me, who's not a huge, like as much of a college football fan as you guys are, I probably will end up liking it more because it resembles what I like, pro football. But I feel for the college football purists and the game that you used to watch and love, but I just don't think that's ever going to go back that way. So in the end for me, it's going to be yes, but I'm a pro football guy.
And there it is, the first edition of the transfer portal marching band live animal mascot targeting thingy. It's back. Love it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.